Joe Biden ahead of the November election, according to FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things, social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals.
Wray also said he's concerned a steady drumbeat of misinformation could lead to a lack of confidence in the election process.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. China is not happy about a U.S. diplomatic visit to Taiwan.
Undersecretary of State Keith Kruk is to attend a memorial service, and China, which claims Taiwan as its own, condemning the visit. And the trip comes amid reports Taiwan could soon buy a host of American weapons systems.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer. Isn't that right, Lou Costello?
What are you asking me for?
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Earnest. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Earnest. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Earnest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Earnest today, and somebody get me out of here.
It's a strange old world we're living in, and if you look, you'll find right is left and up is down. Seems folks have lost their minds. There seems to be some angry folks, and best as I can tell, they're doing as much damage as they possibly can and told the cops to go to hell. Minneapolis is still burning. Seattle's occupied. It seems to me that common sense has done took sick and died. I know we all have questions. Some things we want to know. So we're going to ask Terry Adams. Because tonight, he's on the show. What time does the show start anyway?
Right now.
From our super secret studio, where the disco ball is a-spinning and we're all wearing shades, it's the Health and Wealth Show with tonight's special guest, Terry Adams. Now, here he is, folks, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Thank you. And Rusty, I don't know where you are other than being home relaxing right now, but...
You guys missed the John Belushi backflip right before he said that.
I love that movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Then we have Matthew Too Tall Ernest tonight, and we have the conspiracy truth teller tonight, Terry Adams.
Thank you for the invite. It's good to be here, Dave.
It's wonderful to have you. You know, there's so many things happening in the world today. I was wondering, what are we going to talk about tonight? And I think we're going to talk about several things. One of the things I want to talk about a little bit is Antifa. Does anybody know exactly what they think they are?
Uh-huh. Anti-fascists.
Yes. And originally, did they love Democrats?
No, they wouldn't originally, I wouldn't think.
No, they didn't. They did not conform with the Democratic Party originally. But now, both of them conform, the Antifa and the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. both have conformed to the AOC. How about that one?
Yep.
Sounds like fascism.
Yep. It really does, doesn't it?
So, you know, birds of the feather flock together, so I guess they're all congregating on the electrical wires. And maybe they'll be electrocuted come November. I don't know.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, a little. So anyway, to date, one of the other things we want to do is talk about unmasking. You know, we're having to wear these crazy masks. And, you know, they're saying now that some people are saying masks don't work. Some saying they do work. They're saying vaccines, and then they're saying, no, they won't work. And then, of course, you know, a lot of people have different opinions. But here's the thing that we really want to be concerned about when it comes to your wealth. The stock market may crash because of all this crazy stuff that's going on. And I want to talk about seven things that might cause the crash to happen again.
Okay. Cool.
So the first thing is COVID-19 never really goes away. In other words, the masks don't work. The vaccine don't work, and they continue to talk about it, you know, and make it worse than it really probably is.
Well, Fauci said today that the vaccines will not stop this. That will not be the end of it. So they're already telling us this.
Right.
Wow.
So if we have a resurgence, whether it's psychopathic or real, it probably goes without saying. The most logical thing is the next stock market crash would be a resurgence. In other words, a repeat of what happened before. And we know it wasn't very nice what happened before. So that could be one of the reasons. Okay, coronavirus vaccines failed to live up to the hype. That's what you just said. You know, don't overlook the possibility that coronavirus vaccine hype completely fizzles. Guys, you know, they're trying to squeeze 10 years, 20 years, 30 years into how many months?
Yeah.
Not many. It's not looking good.
Year.
Yeah. It's not looking good.
You can't do that.
No. I mean.
Not and cover all the bases.
I used to work in a clinical laboratory. It took forever to get anything new. You know, it takes years and years and years. And, you know, and look at the flu vaccine. It doesn't really hardly work at all anyway. People say, well, I got the flu anyway. I talked to a lot of people. I got the flu and I got the flu shot. Well, yeah, because it doesn't really protect you that well. That's why. You know, I mean, it's called practicing medicine. It's called throwing dice. And, you know, so now we have companies like AstraZeneca and some others that are in the late stage trials. But really, we don't know if they're going to work or not. Probably not. Another thing is the election uncertainty. You know, if you knew for sure who was going to win, just like if you knew history, then the future, should I say, you would know what to do. But it's the uncertainty that causes the problem. It's not that it's going to be bad or good. It's the fact that nobody knows whether it's going to be bad or good. And with humans being like they are, have you ever seen cattle once they get spooked, or a horse or something after get spooked? Oh, yeah. What does it do?
They all just stampede. They all run together.
Mm-hmm. And if there was a cliff there, would they jump off together?
Absolutely.
Yep.
See, so the uncertainty is in the stock market. If they get spooked, they just jump off the stocks together. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. They just react, right. You know. So that's number three. Number four, the stimulus struggles tank the financial sector. In other words, it could be clobbered by Capitol Hill's inability to pass another round of stimulus legislation. We all know that the Republicans are trying to talk the liberals into being kind of like, you know, let's be reasonable here. You don't want to pay people twice or three times as much as they were making. You know, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And they're saying, and then they go back and say, well, you know, you're not working with us. Now, we're trying to work with you. We're trying to fix it where they will get what they deserve to get. No. We want them to get more than they deserve. Why? Well, they're voting for us. Forgive them. Oh, okay. So that, you know, people, it's just like having spoiled children. They're going to ask for more and more and more, you know? But if you teach them the right way, they're going to work for what they get. We know that not everybody can get more than what they deserve, or what will happen to the system.
To crash.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, there's a lot of factors.
Yes. Now, number five, auto loan delinquencies surge. We know that as these folks cannot pay for their vehicles, that more and more cars and trucks, you're going to have these delinquencies, okay?
Repossession
stuff. That puts so much stress on the banking system, it gets in trouble like it did, you know, maybe not quite as bad, maybe worse.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, whatever it is.
Here's another one, number six. Everybody seems to think Amazon and all these other stocks like Apple, Facebook, Netflix, you know, they call them the fangs stocks, F-A-A-N-G. Well, maybe they got real fangs. Maybe they're really about to bite into you and chew out some of your retirement money, because you know what? I think they're probably way overvalued personally. Now, what if these fangs come out and the market plummets because they take a big chunk out of your portfolio, because everybody's trying to buy more of this stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's worth a lot less because everybody jumps off the cliff again, right?
Right.
So that's number six, you know. Everybody says, well, Facebook's not going away. Well, you know, I remember people saying that Sears and Roebuck and JCPenney.
Briggs and Stratton.
Too big to fail.
You know, weren't going away.
Yep.
The only thing that's really been hanging around since the beginning of time is Coca-Cola. That's one of the most successful stocks. But that's another story altogether.
Yes, it is.
And number seven, this is the biggest one of all. This is the biggest bullet that could hit us right between the eyes. The feds run out of firepower. If you run out of ammo, what happens if someone's trying to invade you or take you over?
Now, you're talking about, economically speaking, the Federal Reserve.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
They cannot. Listen, how do you have any more juice or firepower when you're already taking interest rates down to zero? We're at 0 to 0.25. The next move down is negative interest rates.
Mm-hmm. And what will that do?
It will do extreme harm, in my opinion, to the markets, because it will destroy the bond market. The bond market has already literally been obliterated, because They've already said that they're going to keep rates low for at least 3 years. You know what I think the reason why they're saying that?
Why?
They're telling people to buy bonds because, don't worry about it, we're not going to jack it up and destroy your principal. Because if you buy bonds and then all of a sudden they jack the rate up, the bond rates up, because interest rates went up, mm-hmm. you lose a lot of money just like you would in a crashing stock market.
Sure.
So they're trying to convince people not to stop buying bonds.
They have to.
They're dependent upon it right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like crack. They got to have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? So there's all kinds of things. So how can you protect yourself? Well, that's what we do. We're asset preservationists. We're constantly preserving your assets with guarantees from insurance companies. Insurance companies have historically been powerful, just like banks are powerful, but mainly because they got the government behind them, right? I mean, the government's writing the checks, so mm-hmm. why wouldn't you think the banks are powerful? They've done a lot of bad things. They take your money and they lose it. They give it to the other folks. Insurance companies are not so foolish.
True.
You know, every now and then you hear about an insurance company, you know, getting in trouble. But insurance companies have more advantages over banks in some ways. One of them is when they do buy a bond, it's a corporate bond. Banks cannot buy corporate bonds.
That's right.
Not normally.
Hmm.
They are buying U.S. government treasuries. That's the reason why the CD rates are so stinking low, is because the thing that's funding the returns with the banks are government securities. And when you're using government securities, when they have brought the rate down, are they going to pay you a lot of money?
No.
No.
They can't.
They can't. They cannot. But corporate bonds can pay, you know, a lot more. And you've got companies like Coca-Cola using bonds. You know, you've got companies like Coca-Cola that use what they used to call, or I guess they still call them, junk corporate bonds. But do you really think that junk corporate bonds being bought from Coca-Cola, or Coca-Cola, you know, issuing them is junk?
No.
Not really. So, you know, it has to do with a lot of the way things are put together, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to tell you is there is a safer way, or should I say a safe way? I retract with safer because it's safe, okay? Safe is safe. It's like when you get home, you're safe, right? There is a safe way that makes more money than the banks, okay? I mean, that's a given. People are in banks and they're thinking, okay, I'm going to leave this money because my powder's dry. You know, your powder's dry in some ways because you can write a check on it. You can go down there and ask them for some money if they don't turn you down and don't let you in the door.
Hmm.
But insurance companies are a little slower. It might take them a week or two to get you your money because you have to have it sent through the mail or whatever, or maybe they overnight it to you. But the fact is, banks and insurance companies are ultra safe when you're dealing with fixed guaranteed investments.
That's right.
But when you're dealing with variable products, like variable annuities, stocks, mutual funds, other various things, gold. Yeah, let's talk about gold for a little bit. This is crazy what's going on with gold right now.
It's booming.
There is almost no inflation. Matter of fact, we're deflating almost. Have you seen how low gasoline has gotten in the last few days?
Oh, yeah.
That's deflationary, my friend. It's huge. Why is gold going up? It's because someone is trying to second guess. So when they realize that they've second guessed wrong, what will gold do?
Fall.
Bingo. And that's what I think will happen. I don't know what happens.
It's got to. It's what, over $2,000 an ounce right now?
I just think that they think that there's going to be massive inflation, and there will be massive inflation. But not tomorrow.
Right.
Not tomorrow. Now, if the Democrats get into November and start just massively printing money and massively taxing and doing all these crazy things they do, then you're going to have massive inflation probably, and then gold won't collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Or would collapse, excuse me. Not collapse, I mean. But. You know, I don't think that that's going to happen. I personally think that Trump will win.
I do, too.
And if he wins, you're probably not going to have as much massive inflation because most everything is done like, you know, bookkeepers like to balance books. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
They got
balance the books.
They want those books balanced. Republicans want to balance the books more than someone who don't care about it looking balanced. You know, and if you keep
the federal government doesn't have to balance it from year to year. I mean,
no, they don't.
They spend more than they take.
Yes,
but,
they do.
Yeah. But eventually, if you put too much on a seesaw, what happens?
Right.
It goes the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So the thing is all this craziness that's going on. Antifa, the fascists, people. I'm probably saying that wrong. How do you pronounce that?
Fascist.
Fascist people.
What, do you ever think about, you know, the shrinking of the government at the state and local level? Does that kind of freak you guys out? Have you noticed it? Do you pay any attention to it?
I haven't realized it, I guess. Are they shrinking the government at a local level?
They are. Well, I mean, you know, they part of should. The defunding, you right. know, all these organizations, defund the police, defund this, defund that. I mean, that's, in my opinion, shrinking of government at a local and state
well,
level.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Technically, I guess it is.
Technically, that's, yeah. I mean, like, if you don't have anything to operate or less protection, less roads, less school, whatever. I know that they talk about Montgomery all the time not having enough money for education. Mm-hmm. You know, they're advertising. I saw an advertisement where they're showing, you know, there's like, Pike Road and Auburn has twice as much money.
Well, you got a lot of, you know, city workers on abbreviated schedules. You got a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people are predicting that yeah. when this is all said and done, you're going to have 35% to 45% of people not going back to work.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got to open the thing back up.
Yeah, that's true. But getting back to what I was just saying, personally, I think that Montgomery has done some bad things, and that's why they don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wanted to leave.
Yeah.
When you got massive exodus and all these businesses trying to get the heck out of Dodge,
yep.
what do you expect? You know?
Exactly.
So I mean, don't get mad. Don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger. I'm another, you know.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. I mean, you know, this has happened over and over. It happened in Detroit. It's happened in every other major city. Why do you think it wouldn't happen in Montgomery, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
The side of the civil rights and the Civil War and all that stuff, which they're trying to rewrite history about, by the way.
Which is insane. You know, my wife and her sisters, we all took a road trip and went to, what's the city? Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
There, they honor both the civil rights and the Civil War. And the tourism there is incredible.
Yes.
It's unreal. People mm-hmm. everywhere, I mean, they take in tons of money. Why we can't do that here is beyond me. Well, I know why we don't do it here, because there's a handful of black representatives that want to totally just do away with the history, do away with Dixie and the South. Why don't we use that? Why don't we use it for tourism and make money? But they're not going to do that.
No.
No, they're not.
Sad.
Well, I mean, you know,
you can't delete history. It happened.
You cannot delete history, and you cannot predict exactly what the future's going to be.
I was always taught, you know, the reason that you studied history was so that you don't make the same mistakes.
Bingo.
Exactly.
I mean, why would you stop, you know, teaching history?
Exactly.
Why would you?
And I've always been told that one of the reasons why people do dumb things is because history repeats itself.
It does.
And here I am telling you, be careful. The stock market's probably going to crash.
I mean, it's a cyclical thing.
And who's listening?
Yeah.
I mean, we told you before. Now we're reading things like, okay, I'm reading stuff like this. Never in the history of time has the stock market been as high as it is now per capita.
Huge red flag.
I mean, what do you especially think? With nothing going on.
Exactly.
My gosh, you've got all these businesses that are just hanging on by a thread. I mean, you've got small businesses that have totally been destroyed from this.
Yep.
The live event industry is dead as a doornail. They were the first to shut down. They'll be the last to reopen. They've already been told they're not going to reopen concerts, venues, anything like that until they have a vaccine out. So that's, you know, I mean.
And even after they, like we said, those seven things that could shut you down, the vaccine may
be
a farce.
The vaccine might be a farce.
It probably will be. I mean, if the flu vaccine is any indication of the way the coronavirus vaccine will be, it will be a complete fall on the face failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the flu vaccine literally does not work. It works some. But they want to get to what they call herd immunity. How on earth are you going to get to herd immunity when the vaccine doesn't hardly work?
Don't people have to get sick in order for herd immunity to work?
Well, they have to catch the virus.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And
But I mean, like, now, I'm not defending them, but is it Sweden?
Yeah.
You know, they were getting blasted. They're still being blasted about the way they handled it. They said, okay, we're just going to let everybody do business as usual, kind of, sort of. In other words, we don't want to destroy the economy. Trump came out and wanted to do something like that. They clipped his wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Swedish said, oh, more people died. Listen, it's when people die, it's according, if they die real fast, it seems to be such a burden. I understand if it's one of your people, or if it's someone you love, it's horrible. I'm not trying to lessen that. But if over a period of 2 or 3 years, as many or more or less died, then you get to look at whether herd immunity worked. It's all a function of mathematics. And that's the reason why their specialist, their epidemiologist over in Sweden, and they said he called it wrong. Well, they couldn't possibly know yet.
There's not enough time.
He hasn't had enough time to prove himself right or wrong yet. So, you know, but is it really worth all these things that could happen? We talked about a little earlier about what if, or maybe we didn't, I was reading it today, what if the Asian Pacific fails? They're talking about there being a crash in that area, like a total devastating depression. If that happens in that area of the world, it will trickle down, and we will feel it, because it could cause wars, it could cause all kinds of things. So if this happens, you know, there won't be enough time for the vaccine and the other things to work, you know, because why? Because they killed the economy before they did anything else. They just shut it down.
Yes, they did.
At what cost? Just to get somebody out of office?
Well,
I mean,
who knows?
I would like to think there's more to it than that.
There is more to it.
I would hope so, but the point I'm trying to make is sometimes the medicine is worse than the disease, is what I'm trying to say.
I get it.
You know? And there's no way yet to know for sure what is worse than the other one.
True.
Except for the fact that we have a lot of people out of work, and we have a lot of people that are suffering tremendously, starving, or whatever you want to call it, at bread lines and food lines and all these things they said are larger now than they have been since the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all this to save lives? Well,
no.
Probably not. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense what they're doing. Maybe it's to get rid of the right, and so the left can take over.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you think?
Well, they have to get rid of Trump, because Trump is uncovering a lot of crime and a lot of things that the left will do anything, and I do mean anything, to prevent the public at large from knowing. Pedophilia, child trafficking being number one.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's big stuff.
It is big stuff. Yeah. And they cannot, the way Trump's going, they cannot allow the man to continue to keep uncovering this stuff, because it's going to lead back to a lot of, and Republicans too, a lot of high-ranking politicians, because it's worldwide.
Yes.
It's
man.
Worldwide.
You know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and they're trying to hide it. Yeah, I get that.
But the thing that they don't want to do is they do not want the women, the mothers of this country, to find this out, because they will make a change. If you want to make a change, you get the mothers of this country mad.
That
will change the landscape of everything.
Yes.
That's what it takes.
Because men can't take that.
Nope. women will get it done.
They will.
Yes, they will.
They'll make it happen.
Yes, they will.
You know,
that's what they do.
They will work behind the scenes or in front of the scenes and get it done. And I'm with you on that, Terry. I think that if they find out, you know, a lot of women are coming over to the right. You know, they say, well, women are to the left. No, I've talked to women all the time. I hardly ever find one that's extreme left, unless two things. One, they're very young, or two, they're inside the university system.
They're brainwashed.
Those two get extreme brainwashing.
Academically brainwashed.
Given enough time, and maybe they'll change their mind.
maybe.
And those are the ones that are teaching our college students.
Scary, isn't it?
It is. I guess it's about break time.
Yeah. Hey, but before the break, let's give out our info. You can give us a call if you got any questions, want to set up an appointment. Meet with us, 279-7431. That's our phone number, 279-7431. You can visit us on the web at retirewithearnest.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
There you go. If you want to call us here in the studio right now, 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
You've worked hard over the years to accumulate wealth. You'll probably find it comforting to know that after your death, the assets you leave behind can continue to be a source of support for your family, and the causes that are important to you are recognized. To ensure your legacy reaches your heirs as you intend, you must make the proper arrangements now. Call Earnest Financial to find out how your retirement savings plans can be structured to help increase the value of your estate and create a legacy that your family could benefit from. At Earnest Financial, our team can help you potentially protect your legacy for loved ones and provide benefits for charities while avoiding excessive tax burdens. Call Earnest Financial at 334-279-7431 or visit us online at retirewithearnest.com for all your estate planning needs. Just for calling, we will provide you a complimentary legacy maximizer report, which will illustrate how you can leverage your existing assets to potentially maximize your legacy.
And we are back on Health and Wealth. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. If you have any questions for David or Matthew from they want to preserve your wealth. So these are two guys you really need to talk to, especially if you're heavily invested in the stock market. Because I got to tell you, I do a lot of research for my show on Saturday nights. Every site I've gone to this week, and I've probably gone to 35 sites, there's some warning about a stock market crash imminent. Every single one. So you need to be aware of that.
Yeah,
well, because economists are preaching it right now.
Well, because there's
73% of them, and this is statistical
that's
fact.
That's a lot.
Are predicting the
yeah, it's coming.
And there's another massive crash that could happen. Here's a headline: a coronavirus threat set to trigger a massive U.S. housing market crash.
I've read that all the people that are out of work are going to be out of work. How are they going to make their mortgage payments?
Just like the car crash. In other words, they can't pay for their vehicles.
I got to tell you, if you don't have somewhere to live, if you don't have a roof over your head, man, that's bad.
That's scary stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another one. Gold prices skyrocket as market crash looks imminent.
There you go.
I mean, look, nobody knows the future.
No,
it's just when you look at things and you say, well, everything is really, really high. Gold's going way, way up. You know, I mean, like, when there's no inflation there. You know, there's speculation of inflation. So what is really, really, really hanging on the balance here? The only thing I can figure out is the election. That's the only thing I can figure is that people think that if Trump wins, everything's going to be okay, and we're just going to keep going the way we've been going. But, guys, even though we think he's going to win, and we hope he's going to win, and we pray he's going to win, even if he does win, we've been hearing that there will be unrest if he wins, and they're going to accuse him of stealing the election.
That's what they do. They turn everything around. They project.
And there's probably going to be a lot of stolen votes anyway, because if you do stuff in the mail or electronically,
yeah,
don't you know there's going to be a lot of cheating going on?
Manipulation, absolutely.
It goes all the way back. The first one of the... This has been going on for a long time, but, you know, have you ever heard the expression, Lying Lyndon? Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
Lyndon?
Yep.
He stole box 61 or 161.
Mm-hmm. In Texas, that's right.
In Texas, that's how he became the senator. Later on, I fully believe he had something to do with killing Kennedy and becoming the president. Guys, there's always a motive behind these mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. and, you know, what can you do to protect yourself? Well, there's some things you can do. You can have plenty of food to eat stored away. You can have ammunition and guns stored away. And you can have your stocks in your retirement locked in.
There you go.
And stored where it can't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you could do right now if you're older. with your stocks. If you're younger, of course, we've always talked about, you know, the best time to buy stocks is when they're down. Mm-hmm. So if you're buying them while they're down, that's fine. But if you got a lot of it now and it's real high up and you don't sell it before it's too late, you're going to be the other way around.
Right.
And, you know, it just serves to reason to rhyme that if it's higher now than it's ever been, how's it going to get much, much higher than it's ever been is beyond me.
Exactly.
You know, I just don't see it.
Huge red flag.
Yeah, it's a huge red flag. It may go way up some more because this doesn't make sense to us, a lot of us anyway, about what it's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't know. But there's a lot of other things like, you know, all the social unrest. You know, this makes people jittery. Who would ever dreamed that folks would try to start killing the police and laughing in their faces as they pull the trigger? I've heard that there was some folks laughing at these guys being shot.
Yeah.
And that it was videoed. Have you heard this?
Yes, it was. Yeah, they were laughing because they shot her in the jaw and she was having trouble enunciating. And they were laughing at that. I mean, it's just these people are sick. They're cowards.
They're like
sick.
Animals.
They really are.
Less than animals.
This is what we're dealing with. And then they're being protected to act like that and to kill the police and to defund the police. What kind of America are we living in? Really, seriously. If we cannot support the police, we're done. If we can't support our officers, our military, our police, the people who are supposed to be protecting us, the people in uniforms, exactly, the people that have given up their lives all through these years to protect us, we want to defund them and kill them?
Exactly.
Who's going to take care of us if that happens? We'll be overrun with the other country. Look, that's the thing that protects you is law and order. You've got to have it. And the thing that protects you with your retirement money is pensions and annuities and things that are guaranteed. Look, if everybody that did the things like they did years ago when people were conservative, you remember when people were really conservative and they said, I've got to save this and put it somewhere where it won't go away?
Uh-huh.
You remember the old grandpappies said, hey, they lost money in the Great Depression. I don't want to be one of them.
Uh-huh.
You've heard all
they
that?
They saw what could happen. They lived through it. They felt the pain. I mean, you know.
They felt the pain. And then I've had someone come to talk to me the other day. They said, my granddaddy told me that I'm never going to take the risk. He told me what happened to him in the Great Depression and how much he didn't have anything to eat and et cetera, et cetera. So the point is, this generation that we have right now, are they going to say the same thing in the future? Why? Because they didn't listen. They were just like the roaring 20s out there doing the Charleston and having a good time, spitting in the police face. What's wrong with everybody? I mean,
good question.
Yeah.
Is it just that we are in the South and also the central part of the United States? Have you ever looked at a map where you've got, it looks like when they say these are the states that support Trump, it looks like everything's red except little teeny weeny things on the edges is blue.
Yeah.
So how is it that all these little teeny weeny areas on the edges, California, Oregon, New York, the bottom part of Florida, why is it that they're going to tell the rest of us how to live? How does that work?
Enclaves of liberalism.
I mean, and they're going to say, well, just like Hillary said, well, we need to fix it where the vote
is, electoral voting is no longer a thing.
Yeah. Well, listen, our forefathers, they knew what was going to happen if they allowed it.
Right.
You cannot allow a group that's way, way away from you to control your group and like
how
Alabama,
you live and everything. That's right.
Exactly. So we cannot allow them to get in control. If they ever do and they try to get rid of that, we might as well say we're turning into socialist, maybe even to communist.
Absolutely.
Because that's where we're going.
You know, there's a good quote by one of the founding fathers, and I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but he said, you know, we didn't design America for evil people. We designed America for the God-fearing, you know, the pilgrim-type people. America was never designed to... The structure of our country was never designed for people intent on doing harm.
Right.
And the more people we let in that are of that mindset, the worse it's going to get. And it's kind of, I think that's kind of where this thing might have started from, is the bad people coming in. You got the bad people, the Luciferian psychopaths who want to take control, and they're using a lot of the illegals coming in for to this purpose. You got Soros, who, as a young Jewish boy, was taken under the wing of a Nazi who went into the Jewish gulags they had in Germany and kind of took him under his wing. So he went with this Jewish or this Nazi guy as he commandeered all the Jewish property and stuff. And there was Soros right beside him.
Right beside him.
Yeah. It's sick. And this guy is paying these people to riot. He's paying them to do all this, to destroy America from the inside out. Okay, I get that. And I understand there's bad people. Bad people have always been here. They're always going to do bad things. But the difference now is... We're not stopping them. The powers that shouldn't be, that are tasked with preventing this, aren't doing it. They're letting them run free. And that's what I'm not getting.
That's what I'm not getting.
They let chaos reign. You know, we've got to have rules.
Got to have law and order.
We've got to have law and order. There's a reason for these things. I mean, you know, we're just in a state of chaos
right now. I mean, who on earth would have ever dreamed that they would have taken a section of Portland and turned it into another country? And put signs, the police, other people, not a, you know, you're not allowed in here. And then the mayor said, okay.
Ex-hippie chick.
I mean, it's laughable almost,
It is in a sad way. It really
in
is.
In a sad way.
You look at San Francisco, arguably one of the prettiest cities. Now it's full of defecation.
Oh, it's awful.
Rats,
it's awful.
Black plague.
It's terrible. We were out there not too long ago before the COVID thing, and we went over there and... You know, people sleeping in the streets, people homeless, you know, just terrible stuff. And that's supposed to be a model of...
that's what they want for the rest of the country. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, like, yeah.
Celebrityism has replaced God.
Yep.
Morality is out the window.
Yep.
I mean, people care more about what, you know, some freaking buffoon out in California that's living in a mansion probably has $200-300 million.
Makes more money than all of us put together will make in our entire lives. They make in a month.
Yep. Yeah. But their opinion means more to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Get real. They don't care about you. They're making money off of you.
Well, you know, California is, we got a phone call. Go ahead.
Believe it or not.
Get it.
Hey, caller, you're on the air, and please don't cuss.
Okay, this is Cooter.
Oh, yeah, I know you won't.
I'm not going to say one of them blubbly blank words. Hey, I just want to take this opportunity, because this is your last live show this week, to thank y'all again for coming on and giving this information.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love hearing what you have to say, and you make so much dead good sense, and I don't know why people won't listen. I mean, some do, but too many don't. And Terry, I want to thank you for sitting in this week. You know I love your shows, no matter where you're at, who you're with, your show, Greg's show, this show. And if Rusty, if you're listening, I love you, brother, and I'm looking forward to you getting back. Nobody can replace you.
Amen.
And
Cooter, we love you because we know you're a dog lover.
You might be afraid I am.
Good one.
You can hear me now. He said, I want my supper.
Yeah, you
I thought he was telling
him.
You to vote Republican. I didn't know.
He just wants his opinion voiced. Yeah.
All right. You guys all have a blessed weekend, okay?
Thanks, Cooter.
Thank you, Cooter.
See
you.
What a good man.
And amen. Man, Rusty, if you're listening, we'll help you feeling better, brother.
We've been forgetting to give you a shout out.
It's not the same without you.
No, it's not.
We miss you. We miss you, fella.
Yeah, we do.
But he's coming back Monday, we think. And so... If for some reason he can't come back, then we'll make concessions. Maybe we'll call you. But I think he says he thinks he's coming back.
Yeah, I think he is, too. I think he's using this time to just kind of chill and rest. And that's good. Reboot. So we all needed some time to reboot.
Absolutely.
That's right. And, you know, it makes me feel really good when somebody like Cooter calls and says, hey, we agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in this world, when somebody says, no, that's not right. You're not thinking right. You're wrong. You're mm-hmm. let them run loose. Let them steal. Let them tear up the stuff. I was sitting not too long ago at a restaurant here, and I got to talking to somebody. He said, "What's wrong with it?" I said, "What do you excuse me?" He said, "Let them do it. It's okay. It's their rights."
No, it's not.
There's their rights to tear up somebody's property. Yeah, because they're trying to make a
statement. Point.
I'm going. Are you a liberal? And, of course, he said some choice words that he was. But the point is,
do you think he really even knows what he is, though?
We're not going to all agree. But when it comes down to stealing people's stuff and destroying their property, I would hope that someone else on the left side would agree that that's wrong.
I think they a lot of them do, and that's why a lot of them are bailing. They're jumping out of the Democratic Party and moving over more moderate or maybe even to the right because of that. Because I mean we're in uncharted waters here, folks. It's never been this bad. So it's never been so blatant that a political party is saying, okay, you can kill children after they're born, you can go and burn stuff down because you deserve to be able to do that, and because of white privilege, you know, they shouldn't be able to own this business. So yeah, it's okay, burn it down. We've never gone this far crazy. This is where we are.
And then the politicians say, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll stand with you. Just vote for us.
Yep. I mean,
just
vote for us. And that shows you where they stand.
Exactly. We have another phone call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Please don't cuss.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing? It's Robert.
Oh, hey, Robert. All right, good to hear your voice,
man. Hey, it's good to hear Cooter, too. I remember when Cooter was going through his battle. So to Cooter and his wife, his lovely wife that he always speaks to, kudos to you all. Glad to hear you, Cooter, and glad to hear you speaking strong. But y'all know what happened to America all at once.
What?
When we allowed one woman to petition to take God out of school.
Amen.
When we took God out of America, we became the second Babylon. We got too many gods in this country. We need to stick to one base of God, and that's God Almighty.
Amen.
And bring him back, no matter what anybody say, we bring him back, everybody will be humble. Black, white, red, pink, purple, whatever it is. When we all on the one God, we all respect each other.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
You're right.
My hats off to you.
Well said, Robert. You know, there's a rabbi out there that's written several books, and one of them, he goes back and looks at ancient Israel. We're following the exact path of ancient Israel. They kick God out. And next thing you know, Baal worship comes in, and things that used to be hidden in the darkness because they were an abomination before God suddenly became acceptable. They came out in public. And then eventually they became not just acceptable, they became mandated. They were having homosexual sex in the temple. All these things, that's how radical it went very quickly. And of course, God destroyed Israel, or allowed it to be destroyed.
Right.
I think that's where we are. And if we don't, like Robert said, if we don't humble ourselves, because the Bible says if we will humble ourselves, God will heal our land. If we'll repent and humble ourselves and ask him, he will humble our land. But I'm afraid that's not
going to happen. We're being sold out, Terry.
We have been sold out.
You know, our forefathers came to establish this country because they needed freedom to religion, to do whatever they wanted to do, to pray the way they wanted to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was great for hundreds of years, 200 years. And now we've got all these outsiders coming in, and some of them are coming in. And I'm not against people coming in the way they're supposed to.
Exactly.
I'm all for it. We need you.
Yep.
But we do not need everyone coming in here that has no right to be here to take money off the system that everybody is trying to pay into,
mm-hmm.
and crash it. Then you've got all these other activities of different types of religions. But now, the AOC, they, in my opinion, are very, very, very wrong, very, very, very liberal. And that group, if they get control of the United States of America, are going to tank us.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they believe in pure communism, not even socialism. They believe that everything that everybody owns belongs to the state, and it's to their taking. And that's what these Antifa people believe.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that if it's in the United States, it's everybody's. That's communistic, my
yes,
friend.
It is.
You do not have separation of ownership from the state. You do not have separation of religion from the state.
That's right.
When you cannot be what you were before this invasion that's going on. And mm-hmm. we've been invaded.
We have.
We have been invaded by liberalism and also people that think like the AOC. And we cannot, we can't get along with them because they're trying to destroy us.
Exactly.
How can you get along with someone who's trying to kill what you believe in?
Right, and they're not going to compromise.
And they're not going to compromise.
No.
But yet you've got people like Obama and, other folks, Biden, that say they want to work with them. Why? Why would the basic...
Because they're opportunistic.
Uh-huh. Exactly. They're opportunistic. They want to get a vote. So therefore, they won't be leaning toward the center anymore. They're going to lean toward the left to get the vote, and they're hoping that the people in the center will still vote for them and not vote for the right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the answer, Terry? I mean, how do we get out of this mess? How do we save our nation? How do we save our retirements? How do we save our businesses? How do we save...
Without going to civil war.
How do we do this?
I don't know that we can without going to civil war. Okay, let me ask a question. If Trump gets back in, what's going to be the difference when Trump gets back in than right now? He can't get anything done right now.
Not really.
It's just gridlock.
Exactly. Well, is that going to change?
More senators in Congress. The problem is the Congress.
Exactly.
We don't have enough Congress people. They're
Trump's by himself.
He's by himself when it comes to Congress.
Surrounded
the only thing
enemies.
He's got is the Senate.
Exactly.
And if we lose there, we're screwed.
Exactly.
I mean, if Alabama votes for the likes of the last senator they voted for, we're screwed.
Yeah, we are.
We cannot. Yeah, I know that everybody was mad about the Moore situation and all that all those lies they plastered that from 30 or 40 years ago. But, guys, we would have been 100% better off if they'd voted him in regardless.
Yep.
You know, you cannot let people be killing little babies.
No.
You can't.
No.
It's not right.
When you start killing babies and killing people and defunding the police and everything else, you're going to lose your nation. And that's what they want.
Exactly. There's another element to this, too. In the Quran, the Muslims are awaiting their savior called the 12th Imam. The 12th Imam is the biblical or the Christian Antichrist. Same guy. Glenn Beck did a great study on it, comparing all the verses out of the Quran versus the verses in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The 12th Imam, or the savior of the Muslims, or Islam, is the biblical Antichrist, or the bad guy for us.
Right.
And it is in the Quran, it says, he will come amid much chaos. So they believe that if they can cause as much chaos as possible, they can get him here quicker. That element plays into this, too.
Oh,
there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's a broad horizon.
But it's backfiring, like this Minneapolis city council armed by crime surge after moves to defund the police, and they're going, why is this happening?
Yeah, why is the crime rate going up? We don't understand.
Yeah, you defund the police, you don't understand? Not so smart.
No, they're
You know, what is that? Here's your sign.
Exactly.
Dummy.
Exactly.
You big dummy. Anybody knows if you defund the police or you try to destroy the inner core of the country, you're going to have problems.
Yes.
Anybody
simple.
Knows if you destroy businesses and riot and plumage and all these other things, you're going to have problems.
Yes.
You know, what's wrong with people?
If for some reason they think without law enforcement, there's not going to be any crime because people are going to sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya and everybody's happy. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Because there's a lot of people out there that are just opportunistic and they're pure evil. They will do whatever they can get away with. That's why we have to have police. It's not rocket science.
But see, now, I'm going to ask Matthew to talk about this. We got just a few minutes.
Sure.
Matthew's younger. He knows people who are more toward the left. But I think that they're not for... the defunding of police. I think they're not for you know, killing people and, you know, destroying property.
That's good.
They're wanting some freedoms with other things. But is there some other way they could be, in other words, these freedoms that they want, don't you think the Republican Party would like to give that to them too, not just for them to go completely left?
It depends on what it is, really.
Yeah, you're right in that. You know, there's a lot of complexities involved, and I can't speak for these people because I'm not them. But sure. I think that their hatred for Trump and their ignorance for literally not completely understanding what they're standing for when they say that they're standing for something is the problem. That's an easy vote. The Democrats are well aware of that. I mean, you know, it's not cool to be a Republican, all right, when you're younger. It's not. People go, and I mean, I grew up literally with, you know, people that, they hate their country. They hated it. And I'm sitting here
so
and go.
So it's sort of like being country when country wasn't cool. There's a song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, it's ignorance. I mean, and that's why I enjoy being here to at least give my perspective on it. We don't have to agree, but guess what? I mean, I can back it up.
It's just concerning that they think that they're going to get more freedoms when really they're going to get less.
Uh-huh. You know, when you've been taught, led to distrust your government, to distrust, you know, what you're being told, whoever's in power, you have no respect for them. You distrust them. They're the enemy. I mean, that's kind of like what's been subconsciously taught to the youth of our nation.
Yeah.
So, you know, respect has been thrown out the window. Morality is, I would like to think that there's still a lot of it out there, but people don't get praised for doing, you know, the moral thing.
Right.
You know, that doesn't draw attention. Yeah. That doesn't get a reaction. Yeah.
People don't get praised for saving their money. They just want to do something and get a $600 check for doing nothing. You know, these are problems. I mean, I'm all for the government being a safety net, so to speak.
That's what they're supposed to be.
But to be overage, to be too ridiculous, to give people more than they were making before the virus.
Causing more problems.
Causing more problems. That's sort of like, you know, children being given too much, so they don't appreciate what they do have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't work for what you have, you don't appreciate it. So
exactly.
Folks that come to me, and if you want to keep what you have worked for and that you appreciate us keeping it or keep it safe where it can't go away, give us a call. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or retirewithartist.com. And if you feel like that you've been locked away and you can't feel the wind hitting you in the face and you want to get a motorcycle or a sports vehicle, give Adams Motorsports a call. And what's your number?
271-5500. Or just go to adamsmotorsports.com and you can see everything that we sell. You can even apply for credit. Matthew, I'm gonna say something I probably never said in public, but if I'm a millennial, I can understand the angst. I can understand why they're mad as hell. Because look at what the government has been doing, or look at what the people that are in power in the government have been doing. They're destroying the future that these kids should have looked forward to. I get the madness, but they need to channel that energy towards making America back the way it's supposed to be, without any government, lower the get rid of the regulations and let capitalism stroll, let it run.
Amen.
And, you know, and then everything's going to be okay. They can make money.
Yep.
But that's what's got to happen. They've got to stop doing the wrong thing and just try to channel their emotions in the right way. And I know it's easier said than done.
Right. No, but you hit the nail on the head.
And someday they'll probably believe what we're telling them after they live a lifetime.
It'll be too late.
And that's sad, man. But I would be mad, too. I told Joey when I first started sitting in with Greg, I said, if I were you, I'd be mad as hell. I said, what are you people doing? You're destroying my future. But I guess they weren't thinking far enough ahead to see it, but they see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, what's going on in the world, especially the United States, is not nice.
No.
The way they're treating Trump is not nice. The way they're lying about Trump and everything else is not nice. The way they're lying about your retirement.